And they said I ought to talk about being a missionary wife and what it's like to be married to a missionary, what it's like to be married to Billy. And they said I should title it Tortured for My Faith. But Billy forbade me to speak on that. I guess I'll just give a testimony.
I'm going to torture her.
Anyway, I thought I'd just tell y'all about how I got saved and how I got called to the mission field and see if I can do it. My parents and my family was always Catholic, and we moved out here from Alabama when I was about 13. And I'd gone to Catholic school all my life, and we came out here, and we were good Catholics. You know, I was in catechism class and the whole bit. And then when I was about 19, I'd graduated from high school, and some friends of mine, the Dalrosses, invited me out to a Bible study that they were having, and Brother Lindell was leading the Bible studies. And Susanna was about this big. She was about 2 months old. And I got saved at the Dalross's house on their back porch and was baptized in their swimming pool a short time after that.
Amen.
And so I've known the Kincaids for a long time, and they've been a real blessing to me. And they were like family to me before I got to be part of the family. And I didn't know how to witness to my family or anything, and I'd tell them a little bit about the church and stuff, but I was sort of afraid to tell them anything about being saved or that I wasn't really a Catholic anymore, you know. And I wasn't a very good witness to them, but I'd talk to them a little bit about the church, and my daddy heard Brother Kincaid speak on the radio once, and he started coming to our church. And he'd go to Mass in the morning, and then he'd come to church, and then he'd come to church on Sunday night and on Wednesday night. And he did that for about a month, and Brother Kincaid preached on Hebrews 11, about every priest standeth ministering daily. And my daddy stood up, and he said that he wanted to accept the Lord and wanted to be baptized, and he never went back to Catholic church.
Amen.
They've been with us ever since.
Amen.
And, you know, we all know that they've been good, strong Christians,
Amen.
Regular
Praise
people. And, well, right before we got this building, I got a little bit back. I went up to college, got sort of backslidden, but Brother Kincaid talked me into coming back here and going to UTSA, and that was the year they had the mission conference. And that's the year everything changed. And, so I got called to be a missionary. Brother Rice was speaking, and I was burdened about the mission field and reading missionary books and stuff, crying all the time. Anyway, the Lord called me to be a missionary. And I was thinking that I was going to go alone to the mission field like Laura and Sylvia. And Billy was going alone to the mission field. And, well, he got up one night, and he told it the other night and said that he was going alone. And Sylvia got up and said, poor Billy, he's going alone without a wife. It is poor thing, he needs a wife so bad. And, well, Billy and I had been friends for a long time, and she got me thinking, you know, it's now or never. He was fixing to leave. So, so anyway, 2 weeks before Billy left for the mission field, Billy and I got married. And like he said, we spent our honeymoon on the mission field. And we moved to Guadalajara, and we went to language school for about 6 months. And then we came back here so Amanda could be born up here. And we stayed here for about 3 months, and while Billy was on deputation, what little he did. And then we spent about a year and a half in Guatemala. And then last year the West came through, and they said that they were burdened for Mexico. And Billy felt led to go to Mexico with the West and work with the West. So we've been working with them for about over a year now, I guess. And that's been a real blessing. And we've enjoyed working with them.
Hey.
And as far as what I do in the mission field, it's mostly the same thing that all of you housewives do up here. Clean house and take care of babies and cook and so forth. But I'll just leave you with one verse that tell you that God is faithful. And you all know it. It's in Philippians 1:6. It says, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you.